The story of Sleep Token begins with Vessel, a man chosen by a mysterious and powerful deity known only as Sleep. Sleep, a god of dreams, nightmares, and forgotten desires, binds Vessel to a divine pact, a relationship of submission, where Vessel becomes a mouthpiece for Sleep's will. From this point on, Vessel's life becomes one of sacrifice, devotion, and torment, as he navigates the complex bond that consumes him. In the early stages, Vessel is captivated by Sleep's presence, mesmerized by the intensity of their connection. He feels chosen, special, believing that through his devotion he will find transcendence and purpose. The songs from Sleep Token's early works, including Calcutta and Jericho, reflect this phase. Vessel sees Sleep as a source of power, a force that he cannot resist. In these moments, Sleep is both alluring and destructive, a god who promises everything but takes even more. As Vessel's story progresses, his devotion deepens. Sundowning, the first full-length album, explores his spiritual and emotional descent. The more he gives to Sleep, the more he begins to lose himself. The Night Does Not Belong to God is a key moment in this journey, where Vessel acknowledges that his nights are no longer his own. His dreams, his thoughts, even his soul are all consumed by Sleep's control. Vessel is trapped in a cycle of longing and worship, torn between his desire for freedom and his need to remain close to this deity. Throughout this period, Vessel starts to see cracks in his divine relationship. In songs like Dark Signs and Give, he reflects on the warning signs he ignored, the emotional scars left behind by his unwavering devotion. He is no longer certain whether Sleep is truly guiding him towards something greater, or if it is simply feeding off his vulnerability, manipulating him for its own purposes. Bloodsport reveals the depth of Vessel's internal struggle, a plea for salvation, an acknowledgement of how much he has sacrificed for something he no longer understands. The next chapter of Vessel's journey unfolds in This Place Will Become Your Tomb, where the weight of Sleep's control becomes unbearable. Here, the bond between them is suffocating, and Vessel feels as though his very soul is being buried alive. In Hypnosis and Alkaline, the toxicity of this divine connection becomes clear. Sleep is both the cure and the curse, a force that simultaneously heals and destroys. Vessel is caught between the allure of surrender and the growing realization that this relationship is leading him toward ruin. During this time, Vessel begins to reflect on what he has lost. He remembers a version of himself before Sleep, before the divine control took hold. He starts to long for a time when he was free, unburdened by the weight of this god. In Atlantic, the sea becomes a metaphor for this yearning, an endless, unreachable horizon where he might find peace, but one he cannot seem to grasp. Still, Sleep's hold on him is too strong, and Vessel continues to drift, lost in the tides of devotion. Everything begins to shift with Take Me Back to Eden, the most recent chapter in Vessel's journey. Throughout the album, there is a growing sense of rebellion, a recognition that Sleep's control is not as absolute as Vessel once believed. The album's title hints at an idealized past, a paradise lost. Eden symbolizes Vessel's desire to return to something pure, uncorrupted by his divine entanglement. But there's also the possibility that Eden is not just a metaphor, but a person, a memory or figure from his past who represented something real and untainted, something he lost in his pursuit of Sleep's favor. This duality between Eden as a place and as a person lingers throughout the album. In Chokehold, Vessel realizes that Sleep's grip on him is tightening, but he is no longer willing to submit without question. Songs like The Summoning and Granite are charged with tension as Vessel struggles to break free, to reclaim his autonomy. He begins to understand that Eden, whether it is a state of mind or a person, might hold the key to his freedom. Vessel's defiance grows, and with each track, he comes closer to shedding Sleep's control. As the album nears its end, Vessel stands at the threshold of change. In Aqua Regia and Vor, he reflects on the cost of his devotion and the damage it has done. His relationship with Sleep, once something he cherished, has become a prison. And yet, in the closing moments of the album, with the title track Take Me Back to Eden, Vessel makes a choice. He decides to step away from Sleep's grasp, to find his own path forward. Whether he is returning to a place, to a memory, or to a person, he is finally breaking free from the cycle of submission that has defined him for so long. However, the question remains, has Vessel truly escaped Sleep? The connection between them is deep, cosmic, and far-reaching. Even as he walks away, Vessel knows that Sleep may never be fully gone. The god may linger in his dreams, in the shadows of his thoughts, waiting for a moment of weakness to pull him back in. But for now, Vessel is free, free to chase his own desires, to seek out Eden, and to find peace on his own terms. The future of Sleep Token remains uncertain, shrouded in mystery, as Vessel's story is far from over. The tension between devotion and freedom, between love and destruction, will likely continue to shape his journey. And while he may have broken free from sleep for now, the echoes of their connection will always remain, haunting him like a distant, fading song.